This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the program. As always, you're invited here if you want to join us. The toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. The mask madness continues to expand. I was just saying, I think it was last night on the show, that it's nice to not have a bunch of coronavirus news to talk about, because we've been talking about other things.
Yeah.
Ever since the protests broke out, basically, the news has changed. What sorts of news is available is different now than it has been for the last, well, most of the year at this point. But the masks are back, and in some places they haven't left. It's still apparently illegal to not wear a mask if you're in Massachusetts, in that state jurisdiction, and then I think there's a few other states that are similar. And surprisingly, California had not yet gone on that bandwagon, but that has now changed.
I'm still confused about whether or not we're supposed to be wearing a mask right now, as far as like the legality in New Hampshire. Like, is it in New Hampshire required?
No.
I know people aren't wearing masks, but that's why I'm...
To my understanding, there is not a governor's order in place requiring masks at this point, nor was there at any point, from what I understand, in New Hampshire.
Okay, so the masks people are wearing are voluntary, technically.
That's my understanding. Okay. I have not by any
means... Not a lawyer, I got you, right.
Well, I have not read the 50-plus governor's orders. I suspect most people haven't.
No, I have definitely not.
Nobody's read them.
Right. Oh, by the way, joining you in the studio tonight, my name's Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
Yes, yeah, so now Sacramento, that's where the Los Angeles Times is reporting. It took three whole people to write this article. Phil Willen, Hannah Fry, Luke Money. Governor Gavin Newsom on Thursday ordered all Californians to wear face coverings while in public or high-risk settings, including when shopping. Because that's high risk in California, according to the government. Taking public transit or seeking medical care, after growing concerns that an increase in coronavirus cases has been caused by residents failing to voluntarily take that precaution. Newsom's order came a week after Orange County rescinded a requirement for residents to wear masks, as other counties across California were debating to join local jurisdictions that had mandated face coverings. So you got one county, Orange County, rescinding their requirement, while others are saying they want to have them.
It seems kind of odd that they would be rescinding. Was there backlash against the masks?
I sure hope so.
Well, it seems like it was like something like 80% of the population was on board with the masks, which is kind of why I'm a little surprised, unless they're angry about the government making it mandatory, which then kind of makes sense.
Have there been, now, when you say 80%, this is your personal...
No, this is what I was reading.
You saw some sort of study?
At some point,
is that nationwide?
Well, no, I don't know. That's the thing. It was a while ago, and it was like some sort of questionnaire of people on the street, I think.
I wonder if, so like a man on the street thing,
yeah,
not the same as a scientific
right
study.
No, by no stretch of the imagination.
It would be interesting to see, though, like to have polls done in different
states. I don't know if it was manipulated, or I don't know if it was like maybe in certain areas, you know. I mean, I think it's probably fair to say in certain areas you're going to have a higher percentage of people who are in support of
than I would think. California would be a high mask wearing kind of place. There's a lot of fear in the government apparatus there that they've been propagating.
But from what I was seeing, you know, I'm not intimately following the stuff, but from what I have seen, it seemed like the projection was that people weren't wearing masks in California.
And that's what Newsom is complaining about here. He says, simply put, we're seeing too many people with faces uncovered, putting at risk the real progress we've made in fighting the disease. California's strategy to restart the economy and get people back to work will only be successful if people act safely and follow health recommendations. That means wearing a face covering, washing your hands, and practicing physical distancing. Well, are they recommendations?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Or are they orders? Because that's still not real clear now, is it?
Is it? Well, no, it sounds like it is. Because
it's in order.
Now it's certainly, they passed a law that you just said, right?
That's not a law.
Oh, okay, an order. So it has the effect of law, though, right?
But it shouldn't. That's sort of the legal conundrum that these orders have created is the governor says jump, people jump, and then if somebody doesn't jump, some men with guns come after them, which I just heard about a gym owner recently here in Keene, New Hampshire, that had Keene police threatening him because he was allowing, allegedly, his customers to come in and work out in the gym. Somebody snitched him out. And the cops came, and the cops threatened this person. So every now and then you got a person who doesn't jump when the governor says to jump. And that makes the governor look bad, right? Because it's important for everyone to jump. And so
I kind of thought he started looking bad when he started telling people to jump.
Well, I agree with you. Right? But from the perspective of the statist, it looks bad, right? You want to have total compliance.
What looks bad to me is the fact that he would issue orders in the first place.
I agree.
I don't really have any objection to him, like I wouldn't have any objection to anybody else, you know, giving their thoughts on, masks and or other,
right. You know, if you care what
things
this...
to keep you safe, if you feel that there is a safety issue here,
right. If you care what this lying scumbag thinks, then you should listen to him.
Otherwise, I don't know.
I'm not saying you. You, the person who would care about that. Like you said, make a recommendation.
But, you know, this is the crazy thing is, like, people, you know, they look at these government officials and act as if they're somehow, you know, this all-knowledgeable, all-knowing force when they're
not.
That's
a huge problem.
They're below, their knowledge is less than that of people who are, like, actually experts in that area. And when they twist stuff for political purposes, you can't then trust them later, and then it's like... It doesn't make sense. So to go and listen to, I haven't been really following very closely like what the politicians have said, but I have looked, and not as much lately, but I have looked at like what people are saying who are more knowledgeable on like how diseases spread, and it's certainly interesting. And one of the things that, you know, people who are not lying to you are going to say is they're going to continue to say we don't have enough information to make any kind of judgment in so many areas, and we're just taking it's more like a guess.
Yeah.
So what you're doing is you're protecting yourself from a possible risk, but we don't know, you know, how great that risk is.
Yeah, and if that's the case, I'm going to go about life as though there is no risk, because I don't, you know, to me, if there's just the potential for something to go wrong, well, that's always the case in my life. I just drove here from the Jamaican restaurant, and there is a potential that some lunatic is going to careen around a corner and T-bone my car at some point. In fact, it's probably a much higher potential of that happening, some sort of terrible car wreck or slipping in the bathtub or, you know, you fill in the blank of accidents that happen on a regular basis to people that have a statistical much more likelihood of happening to you than catching some mysterious illness that people don't really know that much about and honestly hasn't really been that bad, all things considered. We just talked about Belarus, for instance, within the last couple of nights here on the show, which has been very interesting. They've had no crackdown.
Have you guys seen like the numbers, like comparison wise, as far as
there's been as many deaths in Belarus?
Yeah, but what I'm more curious
as there
about
have
is,
been in New Hampshire, and they have 10 times
what
the
is
population.
Well, this is what I'm trying to figure out is what is the comparison, and like I haven't seen I can't really think of any data that I've seen on this, but like has there been any data on like comparisons between rural areas and city areas? Because I would expect there to be more of an issue in city areas where people are closer together.
You'd expect
than in rural areas, and so it's like it may not make sense for people to do in rural areas what people in city areas do.
But they don't do anything that's sensible anyway, because what they're doing is in reaction to what politicians are saying. So there's no sense out there. There's nobody who's doing anything sensible. I know somebody who left New York City, I think like 6 weeks ago. Okay, so way longer than any kind of what they said, that the virus can survive for a couple weeks or 3 weeks or something like that. Some amount of time, right?
Yeah.
Not 6 weeks, right? Like if you've left New York City and you haven't gotten sick in 6 weeks, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say, you're probably all right.
Well,
you're probably all right. But this person who is in her 30s is, according to her words, hunkered down in Vermont, refusing to go to any restaurant, and having no social interactions with anyone except for, you know, her fiance.
Okay.
And his parents, whose house they're staying at. So she's completely locked down in Vermont after weeks and weeks and weeks of having left New York City. There's a certain mentality amongst city people, I think, as well, specifically, that is a fear-based mentality. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots, a thin, dull coat. So I take the dog to the vet for the standard run-of-the-mill tests and treatments. No results. I hear your advertisement on the radio.
DinoVite.com.
So I get the 5-pound box of Dinovite and the Lico Chops within a 4-week total. Instead of a German Shedder, I have a German Shepherd. Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life because she gets fed Dinovite. And the results, they're just incredibly outstanding. And she loves it. When you rescue a dog, you have to do the right thing. You've got to feed him right for life due to Dinovite. Dinovite for life.
How happy your dog will be.
859-428-1000. DinoVite.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You dial in toll free, take control of the airwaves, bring us whatever you'd like. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio with you tonight, you got Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
Local.bitcoin.com, celebrating its first year of existence. It is a website that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods, including PayPal, bank deposit, remittances, or just meeting in person with cash. You don't have to use an ID to sign up for the site, and your communications are encrypted between buyers and sellers there. So check out this global trading platform that actually respects your privacy. It's local.bitcoin.com. That's local.bitcoin.com. Get started trading Bitcoin Cash. We've been talking about the news that now in California, apparently all Californians have been ordered by the governor gangster. And they're all gangsters, of course, no matter what their political party, to wear face coverings while in public, they say. So I don't know if that means that it's going... Yeah, I guess that does include in all stores because it includes what they call high-risk settings, which, according to the governor, includes when shopping. So basically, anytime you leave the house, they want you to have a mask on now in California. And we were touching on this idea, and I don't think we really got to flesh it out at all, Chris, just a moment ago, but the idea that, well... And I think you accidentally said, well, this is a law. Well, no, it's not a law. It's a governor's order. And there's a difference, right? So a law is what the legislature passes. Then the governor signs. Then you've got a law if you believe in their crazy system. But that's what they supposedly believe.
Yeah, I mean,
and the governor's orders bypass that.
Right. And so I think, and I don't know, but I think what a lawyer is going to tell you is something to the effect of, it has the effect of law.
Well, it does. If men with guns show up and threaten you,
exactly.
And then it does.
Exactly. And so it's like, okay, well, if you don't obey, they'll close your business or whatever they're going to do. And then maybe in a year or two from now, maybe you'll get a trial.
Yeah, that's a good question. When are the trials going to happen? Because I think there's a case, and I don't think I'm alone on this viewpoint. I remember the barber, the Northern Michigan barber, the 77-year-old guy, he won at the Michigan Supreme Court 7-0.
Wow.
So there was a case there.
Yeah.
Wisconsin overturned their governor's or executive orders as well. It just eliminated overnight the various different restrictions.
Which is kind of interesting because, you know, traditionally there's precedent, I think, as far as, like, and I think it's been in the past where we've seen them overturn stuff too, but, like, after the fact, it's usually after the fact, but what's interesting is,
and this was
that
too,
they generally, like, uphold the general concept of basically governors in an emergency having the right to do these types of things.
Yeah, I don't know if they've overturned the entire emergency order statute.
Yeah.
That's an important legal question, and I don't know.
Right, so it would be interesting. Like, I could see them doing something like, okay, you win, like, you know, years down the line or something like that, and so that order or whatever was illegal, but the governor still has the...
They can write another
one. They can write... right, exactly. And so they have this situation where it's like, okay, nothing really happens to them, so it doesn't actually put any pressure as far as, like, punishing them or stopping them from doing it in the future.
Yeah, and nor would any precedent really stop them from doing it in the future anyway. Even if the court wrote that you police enforcers, you will not. We the court say you are not to enforce any future governor's orders. Well, if they do, it's not like you could just call up the court as the cops are arresting you for violating the future governor's orders that they weren't supposed to do and say, hey, there's a cop here. He's not, you know, he didn't read your decision. He doesn't know what you said.
And
you've got to go through the whole process all over again.
And this goes back to immunity and why we need to get rid of the laws covering immunity on government and workers in particular. Because if you can't go after a cop for breaking the law, you know, violating your rights, they're going to keep doing it, right? So you have to put incentive into the system to stop that from happening.
Exactly right. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. More about the coming, apparently, mask crackdown. You thought things were getting better out there? No, they're coming down still with this medical authoritarian crap. Steve is in Fort Smith. You're on Free Talk Live.
Steve, hey, guys. How are y'all?
Welcome. Doing good.
I was going to just tell you a little. I know I've given you guys some updates about what's going on in the great state of Arkansas, but we had a local city council in Fayetteville, Arkansas, which is in the neck of the woods of Bentonville, you know, Walmart and blah, blah, blah. Bunch of hippies up there. And they passed a city ordinance that required you wear a face mask in public, even though the state directive is, you know, if you want to wear one, you can. If you're, mm-hmm. if you're going to be somewhere where you can't social distance, then we recommend that you wear a face mask. But it's not a law. It's just this is what we recommend.
Mm-hmm.
And so in light of what the city of Fayetteville did, our governor canceled his executive order, and because it ran out tomorrow, I believe, and signed a new one that basically is the same thing. And what the city ordinance does not supersede what the governor mandates.
Just to clarify something, Steve, is Arkansas what they call a home rule state or not?
I'm not sure about that.
So here in New Hampshire, city governments cannot do anything they're not authorized to do, supposedly, by this prevention, this thing called, I don't know if they call it not home rule, but we don't have what they call home rule, which is where cities
right.
in places where they do have home rule can just make whatever ordinances they want to make, regardless of what the state thinks about it. So I wonder what the case is there.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I do know that in this case, and I know it's not always the case, but in this case, I feel like our governor is actually, you know, they're presenting us with the information and they're letting us decide what we want to do. And I think that's how it should be.
Yes. If you're going to have a criminal gang with a monopoly on violence, it's definitely better if they make recommendations rather than cracking a whip over people. I totally agree.
Yeah. And yeah, they're not enforcing any of this stuff. They're not. They're letting us be adults, and for once, you know, I appreciate that.
And the problem, that's one of the problems with, like, these, you know, what these politicians are saying. They're not knowledgeable, and they're flip-flopping on stuff, and they're even advising people to do things that are potentially dangerous in some cases.
Right. Well, I just want to give you all that update, because I know that, you know, it's ridiculous. Now, if you own a business and you want to refuse business or service to someone because they don't have a mask, that's your prerogative. But that just tells me that I need to go somewhere else. You know, I won't be doing business there if that's how you're going to be.
Well, and that's the great thing about the free market. You know, you have
if
choices.
We have one. If
well,
we
right, right, right. Market. Big if. But yeah, when we have a free market, you can make those choices for yourself. People who,
right,
who
like
want to take
about before, it's like making the non-smoking rules for everyone.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Just if you don't want to have smoking in your business, don't have smoking. You may not. You may lose some business over it, but you're gonna have a smoke-free establishment.
Yep.
But anyway, I just want to let you guys know that. I appreciate your show.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thanks for the update. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. According to Wikipedia, Arkansas is a limited home rule state.
Hmm.
So they have some home rule, but there's apparently some limitations to it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More about the mask madness. There's a protest against AMC Movies, the theater chain, for not requiring masks. So the mask people are now boycotting AMC. There's more coming up. We'll tell you more. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
The monetary evolution comes to Las Vegas. Crypto Vegas is a one-day event featuring some of the brightest and most innovative minds in blockchain technology. Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbrich, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more. Tickets start at $20.20, and you can save 10% on VIP tickets using code FTL at CryptoVegasConference.com. July 18th, join Free Talk Live at CryptoVegasConference.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Navy is upholding the firing of Captain Brett Crozer. Crozer was relieved of his command of the USS Theodore Roosevelt after raising alarms and going to the media regarding the outbreak of coronavirus aboard the aircraft carrier in March. Opening a Pentagon briefing, Navy Secretary Kenneth Braithwaite announces the decision following the investigation.
I am satisfied that it was conducted in an extremely thorough and fair manner. Moreover, I fully support its findings, recommendations.
Tennessee lawmakers are passing a comprehensive abortion bill. The bill, passed on a party-line vote, bans abortion once a heartbeat is detected, which can happen as early as 6 weeks. And a final look at your numbers on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 208 points to close the week at 25,871. You're listening to USA Radio News. A new book by John Bolton continues to cause a stir, and it's not even set for release until next week. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
President Trump calling his former national security advisor's new book a compilation of lies. The president tweeting, among other things, that the book is simply intended to make him look bad. The administration continues to fight its release in court, citing classified information it allegedly contains. As for John Bolton himself, he said in an ABC News interview on Thursday night, he's not bothered by President Trump's remarks about him.
I think it's unbecoming of the office of president, and I'm just not going to respond to it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney also calling some of John Bolton's claims in the book bizarre. Tennessee's new abortion bill is set to become law. The bill bans an abortion once a heartbeat is detected. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. And in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
I want to make sure that you know about the AnyPay Cash Register app. It is a great way to accept cryptocurrency like Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Bitcoin SV, the original Bitcoin, and I think they've officially rolled out their first stablecoin acceptance. They had been in a testing phase for that, and I believe it has hit the official app download through the app stores. So there is now a Bitcoin Cash token, what they call an SLP token, that is a U.S. dollar tethered option. So that's another new development behind the scenes over there at AnyPay that was, I believe, just announced this week. You can go download the AnyPay Cash Register app from, you know, Google, Apple App Stores, download that app and get it set up, put your cryptocurrency wallet addresses in the back end, and then you'll be ready to accept crypto. It is that easy. You don't have to wait on some kind of bank to approve you. There's no paperwork. There's no hoop jumping. There's no fee. You just go and accept crypto, and you don't ask anybody's permission to do so. AnyPay helps make that easy. So check out the AnyPay Cash Register app. And we go to your calls, or more of your calls and thoughts. We can talk more about the mask crackdown that continues in some places. Some places are letting up, but not California. Ron is in upstate New York, another place where I know they had a mask mandate. Ron, welcome to Free Talk Live. I know you were calling about something specific, but I'm just curious, since you are in New York, do you know, is the governor's order still in place mandating the people there use masks in public?
Hey, guys. So, I'm not totally sure. I moved from Manhattan to upstate New York, where I used to live part-time, full-time, about 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So I live in a pretty red, you know, area where the rules, so to speak, you know, are very different here than they are in Manhattan. So I have kind of tuned out from, you know, the news, you know, the sort of Main Street news.
Doesn't New York City operate differently than the rest of New York? Because they've got, like some special legislation or something.
But this was a New York-wide governor's order mandating masks. So what are you seeing on the streets there?
That's a better way for me to answer the question is that, you know, people, like in my town, which is a ski town in the Catskill Mountains, about 3 hours north of the city, you know, it's a mix of like wealthy second homeowners from Manhattan and like local people, a mix of economic backgrounds, including a lot of poor people.
Yep.
Pretty much, it's 50-50. So, you know, if I'm around, you know, my liberal neighbors, they'll have masks on, and if they're elderly, they'll be pretty, you know, careful about it and want to make sure that, you know, when you're around them, you're wearing a mask because maybe they have some underlying conditions. They're in their 70s and their 80s. I can go into the village where there's some, you know, gas stations and like shops like that, and nobody's wearing masks, and the contractors aren't wearing masks. So whatever the governor's rule is today, and we're in phase three here in upstate New York, where Manhattan's in phase one. So one thing you have to understand
the phases of the reopening process. How many phases are there?
Five.
Okay.
Yeah, and like, you know, nobody knows. If you talk to anybody, like you ask anybody what phase we're in, what the phase means, nobody has a clue. And I consider myself pretty well informed. I have no idea. I stopped paying attention about 6 weeks ago.
Yeah,
and you know, so it's kind of like you know, once you leave, you know, the sort of like 100-mile radius of Manhattan, it's kind of everyone's just making up their own rules as they go, and nobody knows. And I think that's kind of the way it is.
Well, that's refreshing to hear, especially out of New York State, of all places, the Empire State, the arguably least free of all the 50
states. It is interesting because it's actually not even just like the ordinary people I've noticed this with, but people who are like experts in the field have been like people who do like videos and things like that, where they've been doing videos every day, you know, I don't know, a couple weeks back they started doing them every couple of days. And so you can definitely see, you know, the hype, you know,
the awareness is kind of
going down as time moves on.
Well, that's refreshing. Ron, what else did you want to share? Speaking
of the mask thing, I had a specific question I want to ask, but I'll save that. And maybe we'll get to that. But I wanted to tell you, you know, about 3 weeks ago, I left our old neighborhood of Harlem, New York, and, you know, Upper Manhattan. And I can tell you that I had, you know, over the month that we moved out, you know, several carloads full, culminating at the end with a big U-Haul full of stuff. You know, several get-togethers with neighbors in a building, like a complex that in total with seven buildings has like 4,000 people in it.
Wow.
My building has about 700.
Yeah.
And we had four get-togethers for our departure with neighbors hanging out in our small New York apartment, you know, sitting 3, 4, 5 feet apart, talking to each other. All high-risk people, all in their 70s, 60s, 80s. Everyone was comfortable, you know, hanging out with each other.
Fantastic.
And it was adjacent to Harlem Hospital. You know, what you might see, you know, on TV about New Yorkers and stuff in Brooklyn and protesting, and what you may see on TV, it's probably not exactly accurate.
Oh, definitely not. I mean, the media has a narrative here, and anything that goes outside of that narrative is generally not going to get reported on, or they're going to report on it to make you look like you're absolutely lunatic.
You know, it's interesting because I have actually seen reporting on New York, and a lot of it was
words I can't use right now on the air, but they were complaining about basically the fact that people weren't wearing masks.
Meaning the media was complaining
about it. Effectively. And
shaming, by the way. They'll shame and they'll talk about how masks are super important. Yeah. And they propagandize about it.
That's a two-way street there.
They bring on the Sesame Street characters to propagandize children about this. I mean, it is heavy.
I thought the children weren't even required to wear masks.
Well, if you're under 2 years old or something like that, I don't think. I've seen in New York, okay, for instance, they don't require it. Different states have different minimum ages, but they definitely are propagandizing children about this.
I don't think I've seen any kid like under like 10 wear a mask.
Thank goodness. But we're in New Hampshire,
yeah,
so
true.
It may be less likely to happen here. Ron, I'm really glad you shared that. You said you had a question you wanted to ask. Go ahead.
Yeah. So my question is about politics. So just full disclosure, you know, I'm firmly on the left. And I listened to your show after it followed some progressive talk shows that are aired on a station called Detour Talk Live out of Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
And your show comes on following. I stream it on my phone while I'm working in the yard. And your show comes on. And I listen to it. I've pretty much, you know, for a couple of years now, I've listened to it because I'm interested in your point of view. I often don't agree with you guys, including about math. Because I think they've saved a lot of lives.
Just to be clear, we're not all on the same page as far as masks.
You wore a mask for quite a while,
and
Chris.
I still wear a mask. I just don't wear it 100% of the time. Because it's about reducing risk. You're never going to eliminate risk. You're about reducing
risk. I'm neutral to the masks themselves, but I am unstoppably opposed to having them imposed by force.
Right, and I'm the same way.
Yeah.
You know,
in regard to that
issue. I'm on the same page with you guys on that. Like, I'm getting schooled by people about wearing masks, even though, you know, I'm a lefty, I find it annoying. I'm with my contractors half the time. They're not wearing masks in my house doing work. I'm with you guys on that. My question is really this. After listening to this show for a couple of years, you know, I'm having a hard time deciphering, you know, I think your show kind of loosely comes under the political definition of, like, libertarian.
Yeah,
and I'm having a hard time. Silent.
I don't think that's a loose. I think it's,
we're
strong.
We're pretty much the epitome of.
Yeah.
Well, I do want to hear the question. So, do you want to spit it out now, or hold on, and we can bring you back here and continue?
Let's bring it back.
No, I'll spit it out. After about two and a half years listening to your show, I have a really hard time deciphering when you get down to the nitty gritty of maybe the policy recommendations that you might have.
All right,
have.
Hold that thought. I want you to flesh that out. Coming up here in a moment, more with Ron. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. By the way, big thanks to PorcupineRealEstate.com. Yeah, that's Mark Warden behind that. He is also a gold realtor. He is a gold realtor, but he's a gold amplifier as well, and he helps support what we do here. Plus, he happens to be an advertiser as well, so definitely appreciate that level of support from him. And if you want to join the AMP program, as he has done, you can do that at amp.freetalklive.com. Stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It helps us get on new radio stations around the United States. And we're at 195 right now. We lost a few over the last few months. And I think we're probably going to just, I think the radio business is going to, oh, I'm sorry about that, Chris. Say that again.
195?
Yeah, 195.
Okay.
I think you're going to see stations going under because of the whole COVID crackdown thing. Yeah. Advertising dollars have dried up.
Yeah, it's true.
So why would you want to advertise if people aren't leaving their homes? At least that's what the advertiser thinks,
you
know, right?
But you say that.
The truth is you should advertise because people are eventually going to leave their homes buy things.
Maybe, but it also seems kind of odd because there's certain businesses that have increased demand for product, and you think they would be advertising.
Well, maybe they are, but in some places they're not. And
the overall advertising is down probably.
Stations are hurting. They're trying to collect from existing advertisers who don't want to pay. Ron, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you'd called in to kind of talk about what things are like there in upstate New York with masks, which is to say not very strict as compared to, say, the city where you left from. And you were getting into a question that you had just sort of generally something about libertarianism. You've been a listener of the show for a little while, and you had something you wanted to ask, but we didn't have enough time there before the break. So please go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. So my question, I'm going to break it down into two parts. The first is kind of an open-ended question, like from a liberal guy who listens to your show that comes on after listening to some like left-leaning progressive talk shows.
Who are we on after?
You're on after David Packman.
Oh yeah, I know David. Go ahead.
So you know so I've listened to you guys for 24 plus months, and I got to be honest, I have a hard time differentiating, especially in the age of COVID. And what's happened in the last, let's say, 4 or 5 months. differentiating your point of view from, let's say, Fox News or Rush Limbaugh.
What are the points of view of those people?
Now, nobody tells the truth, so that's a big difference between him and Fox News.
It is. I will agree with you. It's hard right now to tell the difference between some of the right-wing stuff going on and some of the stuff you've heard on FTL.
Well, I don't know if that's true at all. I mean, I've been around.
It is.
Well, first of all, I'll say this. Right-wingers tend to like Trump, and we are not cheering Trump on here in any way, shape, or form.
A lot of the conversations that are going on currently during COVID have definitely sounded right-wing, and it's kind of a lot of the...
What does that mean, though? What does it mean to be right-wing on COVID? Can you... Maybe Ron can answer that question. Like, what are you hearing? I don't watch Fox News, so I don't know what they're saying, and I don't listen to Rush Limbaugh.
Okay. Yeah, so I can answer that question. It's the nanny state. Masks are bad, and mandating masks are bad. Social distancing is bad. Legislating, ruling, or, you know, making a decree, you know, executive order to keep people safe is bad. You know, everyone should, like, make their own decisions. I mean, you know, this is exactly what they're saying on Fox News. This is exactly what they're saying on Breitbart.
It sounds like they're getting better. They were pretty statist when I was listening to
it. Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that.
Well, you've already heard three different viewpoints when you asked earlier. Chris told you that he had actually been wearing masks some amount of the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, but he doesn't support mandating them. And you agreed with that. And then you agreed, you know, I forget exactly the subtleties of your viewpoint on that, nobody, but yours were slightly different. And my viewpoint is essentially that masks are dehumanizing, and I think that that ultimately they are a bad thing. I don't care if somebody wants to wear them, though. I mean, that's totally your business. It's your body. It's your choice. So, you know, it's definitely not coming from any sort of a conservative viewpoint, whatever that would mean. My viewpoint comes from an individual freedom viewpoint and a freedom to choose viewpoint.
Yeah, I mean, I started out as a lefty, the truth be told. When I was 18, I considered myself a Marxist, and then I read Marx, and that cured that. you know, and then I've slowly drifted to what I consider to be the center, which is, you know, people on the left should be free to live the way people on the left want to live, and people on the right should be free to live the way people on the right want to live, and nobody should bother them about it.
Yeah, I think the problem is that there is a mix of libertarians are effectively a mix of some of what the left believes and some of what the right believes, and so
that can be confusing.
Confusing because it's not, you know, it's not the two party narrative, and so you'll hear libertarians talking about an issue, and it'll sound like we're right wing, you know, nut jobs, and then on the other hand, other conversations will sound like left wing nut jobs or something of that nature, or at least left on the left side.
Yeah, and here's one of the other differences I'll say, because like I said, I don't listen or watch those things you're talking about, but I did go to some of the reopen New Hampshire protests that happened here.
And this is exactly what I'm talking about, right? Like, I'm not against reopening, but if you go to those protests, you're getting fit into a certain category, which sounds like you're on the right.
Well,
I was at those, but I was at Black Lives Matter, too.
Right, I was also at Black Lives Matter. I've been to more Black Lives Matter than I have been to the reopen.
People don't know about that when you're talking about these issues, so
that's why we're talking about it.
Right now it's pretty apparent, but it's not, often it's not apparent.
Okay, but that's why we're talking about it
to clarify
that I've been to both of these protests that have gone on, so I think that I have some understanding of what some of the people on the right are saying, because I heard them talking, right? Like, I was at their event.
Yeah, sure.
I've had conversations with them. I've had conversations with people on the left as well. And the viewpoint I got from the people on the right about this situation is that they want to so-called reopen, but a lot of them are being very obedient about it. You know, they're only reopening when told they can reopen.
Sure.
They didn't vehemently oppose the closing down in the first place by, standing up for freedom and actually not closing down and saying, this is my business.
See, these are subtleties, and I don't think people understand these subtleties often when we're talking about these conversations.
That's why I'm laying them out there.
Yeah.
So I want to make it clear rather than subtle. That's why when the governor's order went into place to tell people the stay-at-home order, so-called, here in New Hampshire, we created an event called Nightcap and went out. This is now going to be, I believe, week 13 tonight will be the 13th Nightcap in a row on Friday nights. We went out the very same night the governor's order went into place and committed civil disobedience openly. And I announced that this was going to happen publicly in advance on the freekeen.com blog. And we committed civil disobedience openly about that. Also disobeying the open container ordinances because we were openly consuming alcohol down at Central Square. So what you get, at least out of this show, as far as the libertarian viewpoint, is a viewpoint of disobedience, a viewpoint of non-cooperation with these tyrants. And in this case, the tyrant is a Republican here in the state of New Hampshire. So
but it would,
that's
it would
not
be,
a right-wing...
It would be on the left in other states.
That's not a right-wing perspective.
Right.
I mean, the problem is that right-wingers jack libertarian...
the talking points.
Talking points when they feel like it. But you know, think about it. With all the, there have been a couple of times when Republicans have controlled the House, the Senate, and the presidency. How many laws did they repeal? How many taxes did they repeal? How many gun laws did they repeal? The answer to all of these burning questions is none.
So, does that answer your question, Ron?
Well, I said there was two parts. Here's the second one. Is that what would you say to, you know, someone like me on the left, like, Bernie Sanders, AOC supporter, you know, that kind of guy. You know, what would you say to someone like me tuning into your show and having an open mind and an open heart, listening to what you have to say, you know, really trying to understand, you know, where you're coming from and your point of view? You know, what should, you know, people on the left be listening for, listening to try to, you know, understand maybe places where we agree? Were we aligned?
Good question.
I'll take that because I come from the left. I would say look for the realities of economics. What changed with me was not my instincts, okay? I still like people. I still don't want people to be poor. I certainly don't want them starving. But my knowledge of economics has taught me that the goals of universal prosperity are more easily met when you're free to make your own decisions than when the government makes them for you.
And Ron, absolutely. It's a really interesting question. I want to invite you. I know you may have things to do, but if you want to stay, I'm happy to keep you because I think we should all have a chance to talk about that.
Conversation.
So it's your call. Either way, we'll continue to discuss it coming up here in our
team. Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.